Micah constructs a rectangular prism with a volume of 360 cubic units. The height of his prism is 10 units. Micah claims that the base of the prism must be a square. Use the Connect Line tool to draw a base that shows Micah's claim is incorrect.
I'm sitting in front of a MacBook Air laptop in the Sutter Middle School Library in Sacramento, checking out one of the new tests for math, grades 6 through 8. Turns out there are several possible answers to that question, including the one I drew, 3 by 12. It took me about 2 minutes to figure that out and use the computer to draw my answer.
You'll see a lot less rote memorization. You'll see a lot less of that multiple choice kind of testing that's been in the past.
State School Superintendent Tom Torlakson says the new tests, formally called the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress, are based on the state's new education standards, including the National Common Core curriculum. Pencils, paper, and multiple choice questions are out. Computers and critical thinking questions are in. But the use of computers troubles Sacramento parent Maria Haro Sullivan.
Unfortunately, our kids don't get to use the computers every day. So there's a lot of our kids, because of our 75% demographic of free and reduced lunch poverty, they don't have computers at home. They don't necessarily know how to use the computers.
Some districts are beginning their testing this week. Others will start soon. Results will come much more quickly now, in weeks, not months. But Torlakson cautions against comparing old test scores to new ones, since the tests are so different. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.